This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday Gaza's becoming a graveyard for children, amplifying demands for a ceasefire in the enclave, where Palestinian health authorities said the death toll from Israeli strikes had exceeded 10,000.
The Israel Defense Forces and continued bombardments are hitting civilians, hospitals, refugee camps, mosques, church, and UN facilities, including shelters. No one is safe.
Both Israel and the Hamas militants who control Gaza have rebuffed mounting international pressure for a ceasefire. Israel says hostages taken by Hamas during its rampage in southern Israel on October 7th should be released first. Hamas says it will not free them or stop fighting while Gaza is under assault. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror group. The months-long war between Israel and Hamas is intensifying on the ground in Gaza as civilian casualties in Gaza mount. U.S. and international leaders are calling for a temporary ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid to enter Gaza, but Israel does insist the fate of its many hostages must be resolved first. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
In Israel, the public is focused on the fate of some 240 hostages, including 30 children. Demonstrations in support of the hostages are intensifying, with demands that Israel not agree to a ceasefire or allow humanitarian aid into Gaza until the hostages are freed. Israelis say the hostage kidnappings and brutal murders of 1,400 Israelis, most of them civilians, as well as the rising toll of soldier deaths in the ground invasion of Gaza, have profoundly shaken their sense of security.
VOA's Linda Gradstein. This is VOA News. 4 weeks have passed with Hamas still holding about 240 hostages in Gaza. Their families decided to ramp up pressure on the Israeli government to make sure the release is a top priority. VOA's Natasha Moskovaya reports from the protest encampment in Tel Aviv, Israel.
Families are frustrated not only with the government, but also with the world, which they feel cares mainly about humanitarian access to Gaza civilians. One of the hostages' relatives told the crowd that humanitarian aid should be cut to Gaza until the Israeli hostages receive aid as well. Others demanded release of the hostages as a condition for a ceasefire. All seem to agree that with the military operation in Gaza, the hostages are in harm's way, and the Israeli government and the rest of the world need to do more to secure their release. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Tel Aviv, Israel.
Aid agencies say heavy rains and flash flooding have killed at least 30 people and displaced tens of thousands in Kenya and Somalia. In Somalia, the federal government declared a national emergency after the extreme weather killed at least 14 people and destroyed homes, road, and bridges. The heavy rains in Somalia follow 4 consecutive years of drought. In neighboring Kenya, the Red Cross said Monday the death toll had risen to 15 since heavy rains began Friday. Donald Trump's civil fraud trial went off the rails on Monday as the U.S. former president testified in a case that could determine his future as a businessman in New York. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Under questioning about his company's accounting practices, Trump repeatedly clashed with Judge Arthur Engoron, who at one point told the former president, quote, "This is not a political rally. This is a courtroom." At one point, Engoron warned that he might remove Trump from the witness stand if he did not answer questions directly, asking one of Trump's attorneys, quote, "Can you control your client? The judge has already ruled that Trump's property estimates were fraudulent and will decide whether to impose hundreds of millions of dollars in fines and other penalties that could shrink his real estate empire.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. A U.S. federal jury has found a scuba dive boat captain was criminally negligent in the deaths of 34 people killed in a fire aboard the vessel in 2019, the deadliest maritime disaster in recent American history. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles confirmed Jerry Bolin was found guilty of one count of misconduct or neglect of ship officer. That's a pre-Civil War statute known as seaman's manslaughter that was designed to hold steamboat captains and crew responsible for maritime disasters. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.